The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way, or shape, or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
The line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's hump day.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this May 7, 2025. I got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, the video from yesterday, the show from yesterday, did we get it back up, DJ Brother Z?
No.
Yeah, we got zapped. We got zapped off YouTube. They zapped us. They zapped the show. You can't find it on YouTube. Every time we talk about what's going on down the streets, and in our neighborhoods. And if it's powerful, somehow it gets zapped off YouTube. Hopefully today's show don't get zapped. Maybe I should spend a lot of time talking about politics and stuff that don't got nothing to do with what's going on down the block. Maybe I should get back to doing that because they don't zap that. But when it's something that got to do with us, and how to work together and how to improve. Every time a show gets zapped, I'd be like, well, what was the topic? What was we talking about? Because we do the same formula. We do the same thing all the time. Same format. But I can always tell, once I see it get blocked or zapped or however they do it or run it through the frequency where they say you did this and you did that, when they start penalizing certain shows, I always wonder, okay, what was the real topic? And yesterday we had a powerful conversation on how to engage with the youth, conflict resolution, character over chaos. It was powerful. I really had that time yesterday to really talk about it, and now they zapped it. I tried to have something out there in the universe that we can use ideas, and they zapped it. I don't know who zapped it, DJ. I don't know who be zapping my YouTubes, but I guess if you do something, they can actually try this ways. But they definitely zapped that one from yesterday. And that was very powerful because as soon as I got off the show, guess what happened? It was a mother that had another situation that was going on with her daughter. And she hit me up. And I'm going to tell you this, Truth Nation. We're going to have to buckle up. We in for a long ride this summer. We're going to be a long ride, but we riding. Just don't get bucked off the horse. Just hold on. It might come out bucking, but you got to stay on it. You got to hold on. We're going to get through it. But this mama hit me up. Tory Lowe. Something happened with my daughter in the school, and she was severely abused and beaten by a student. So she sent me the video. And I'm not going to play the video today because I gave the mom some homework to do to help out with her situation. So once she is able to go through the process, then I'll have her on the show. I want to make sure that she takes the proper steps first, because a lot of people don't understand. I never react when I see something. I always make sure that we give the people in the right positions, the opportunity to assist, to do the right thing. Because usually when I get the situation, most people already went through those channels. All the people that say that they getting the grant money, the police, They took the proper steps, but then when they come to me, they throw in a Hail Mary. Because nobody took action. Nobody wanted to listen. So when they come to me, they living on a prayer. Matter of fact, they was praying, and God told them to go talk to Tory. That's what they told me. Everybody, they said they was hurt. Something happened. They was at their wits' end, and they was in prayer. And right when they was in prayer, God said, call Tory. Reach out to Tory. That's what they told me. I said, wow, that's powerful. So that means it's finna work out. That's what I say. Hey, TJ, if God told you to call me, then it's gonna work out because I guess he got the plan. I guess he gonna figure it out. Because sometimes I wonder why they even reaching out. But it's a frequency. But this mother heard the show. And lo and behold, her daughter ended up being in a situation where she had to reach out. And I gave her the instructions. So in the next couple of days, maybe next week or maybe even this, maybe Friday, I don't know, we may have the mom call in. Also, we got an update with the young man, with the mama came on the show last week. It's turning around. It's turning around, and I don't want to tell all the details right now, but the situation, the wheels is turning, and the mom called me yesterday as well and said, Tory, thank you. Thank you for, I didn't know what to do. I had tried to go through all the steps. I was being rejected. And she said, when I came to you, that's when it turned around. That's what she told me. I said, no, we still got a little bit more work to do. It's going in the right direction, but we got a little bit more things to do. And then she said it because she want to tell Truth Nation, thank you. She want to tell the people and everybody that reached out and things that took place. She want to talk about it. I said, let's get things a little bit more secure and moving in the right direction a little bit more secure. And then I'll allow you to come on the show. So that's what we're doing. That's the work that we're doing out here. Really affecting lives. And I'm going to tell you right now, if it wasn't for the frequency that God had put me on, I wouldn't be able to do none of this because I've not been supported or funded or helped in that way. So when they say God led them to me, I already know it's going to get fixed. Trust me. Like, it was a woman that came to me and said her daughter had been missing for 3 weeks, 30 days. The longest I've ever had to find a girl that was out here was 30 days. But it's some mothers that come to me and say their daughter's been missing for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, for weeks at a time. And they said that they was at their wits' end. And when they came to me, I said, don't worry about it. We're going to find her because if the frequency sung you to me, that means that it's something higher of a higher power working on the situation. And I understand it. And we're going to get your daughter back home. And every time it worked, I didn't know exactly where to go because 2 weeks, that person could be anywhere. And we brought them home. Sometimes I never had a clue of where to look. But when I get to tapping into the higher power, the frequency, it's giving me good direction. It gives me good direction to how to move and maneuver for each individual situation. No two situations is the same. And we were able to come back. Now they saying that I done got over 300 some girls back. I wasn't even keeping track, DJ Brother Z. I was just doing it. But hey, that's powerful to know that our community can do whatever without having the resources. That's a powerful thing to know. That's a powerful thing to know. A lot of people say they can't do, they need this money. I never got one penny. That's how I know they lying. That's how I know that God didn't tell them. You know, everybody excited. If you excited and you said God told you to do something, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Because everything that came to me was challenging, and I didn't really not understand all the four ways to really pull it off other than to tap in to the understanding of the frequency, and then that would allow me to move in a way to get it resolved. But it was heavy. It was heavy. So I don't like when people getting around and saying X, Y, and Z. I don't like it when people get excited when they say God said it's always a house or a car or some money that came. It's always, I ain't never seen it. You know, if I listen to them, it look like God love you more than me. Because you the one getting the money. But that ain't how it worked. I know it ain't how it worked. I'm just saying. It ain't how it worked. But if you really listen to folks, God only work when you get a house, a car, some money, a blessing. Hey, sometimes you got to realize it ain't really a blessing. It's finessing. You ain't got blessed. It was just some finesse. It was the finesse that you called the bless. That's all I'm saying. Because if it was that many blessings going on, then that means God like you more than he like me. No, you got two hands, you got two eyes, you got two ears, you got common sense. A lot of this stuff is common sense. I remember when I was a kid, I used to pray, you know, to go to the store and get some food, you know. But then I got older and realized, well, if you work, you don't have to do that. If you got some know-how and you can get out here and maneuver around, you don't have to pray for that. You can just go to work. I remember I used to pray, you know, when I first got my first car, because my grandma taught me how to pray. My grandma taught me how to pray. You know what? So I used to pray for gas to get in the car. You know, when y'all let it get on E. And then y'all driving on the freeway, y'all try to, you know, ask God to give y'all that little bit of extra fumes to get to where you got to go. I used to do that. Then I realized, man, if I had it done X, Y, and Z, I wouldn't have had to do that. Some things y'all put on God, some things y'all put on God is you. It be you. And you be saying that it's got something to do with the spirit. But that ain't, it's you. I'm trying to tell you. Tap in. But we working. And no matter what, I'm thankful for Truth Nation, because the listening audience that I got, they about that action. And that's what I wanted. I never wanted to get on the radio just to be talking. I could be talking about Trump all day. I know y'all like that kind of stuff. I mean, I could be talking about celebrities all day. We gonna touch on it. But this show is driven by activism and being an advocate. I understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. Hey, look, when we come back, we're gonna get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Catch me when I'm too damn fast. Hey, you can't last. Work too hard, just turn back now. If they don't like me, that's too damn bad. Don't touch what you can't have. You can't have. Just cause I don't mean she mine. I toss that with a two-hand pass.
101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. They saying that now you need that real ID. Homeland Security saying you can't fly with me if you don't have that real ID. They saying that they gave us enough time. Now, it may affect you trying to go on that vacation. You may not can go on that vacation that you was planning if you flying, you know, the federal government cracking down. They saying that it's time. They need that real ID now. They gave it, you know, I think they was trying to push the real ID back during, you know, the shutdown. You know, they kind of threw it out there. That's the identification with the star on it now. So, hey, a lot of people feeling some type of way about this real ID. But we got video. If you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube, let's listen.
Is the first day U.S. travelers have to show a real ID to board domestic flights. Chris Van Cleve has more on that and more on the new details of the multi-day meltdown at Newark Airport that left thousands of people stranded. Chris, good morning.
Well, good morning. This is going to be the 10th day of misery at Newark Airport as that crippling FAA air traffic control staffing shortage continues. Since this kicked off, more than 1,000 flights canceled. We're talking about delays reaching 5 hours or more at times. And there's no timeline when this will get better. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said for now they are sacrificing efficiency for safety. This, as we are hearing for the first time, the moment when controllers inside the Newark Tower learned of this outage. Take a listen.
United 2343, I am going to move you here because I just got told that the approach lost all their radars. Three of their four radar screens went black, and they have no frequencies.
And at airports across the country this morning, there are some real changes because of Real ID. You now have to show that compliant ID to get through security. The question now, will these new rules bring new longer lines?
It's Real ID go time. Even though the TSA expects nearly one in five flyers today will not have a compliant ID. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
They may be diverted to a different line, have an extra step, but people will be allowed to fly.
Flyers without a real ID will receive additional security screening at the checkpoint.
How early should I get here?
So we're really recommending that 2 to 3 hour time frame, just in case.
Dan Wiley's TSA's acting security director for Washington State.
Are you ready for what's going to happen on Wednesday?
We are not expecting meltdowns, not expecting excessive wait times. We're planned, we're prepared, and ready to go on May 7th.
At the checkpoint, the TSA's ID scanner will alert officers if an ID is not compliant.
Hey. But it says right here, not real ID.
So you'll get this red bar.
Yeah, it's very, very, very obvious. So you cannot miss it.
The TSA declined to All describe right. what the extra screening will
well,
entail.
Well, they say that you can still fly, but you may have to go through some extra steps for right now. But they've been pushing this real ID. When I look at it, I think that I saw that some people believe that the Real ID Act has raised concerns about impact on religious beliefs, particularly for individuals who object to photographs or head coverings. I mean, that's the Amish. That's Amish. So, I mean, a lot of people, you know, when you're talking about dealing with the government, they look into a lot of this and they saying that they thinking about that it may, you know, have an impact on some of their religious beliefs. Many religious groups, include the Amish and Muslim communities, have expressed concerns about the Real ID Act, which mandates a full facial digital photograph or identification. Hey. They may try to use the religious exempt. It's religious exemptions. Man, I want to see how that works. The Religious Freedom Registration Act also applies, requiring that many federal law burdening religions must have compelling government interests achieved by the least restrictive means possible. Should get interesting, but like I said, if y'all got that real ID, did y'all get it? I ain't got it yet. But I don't fly as much. I don't go on vacation. I ain't had time to go on vacation. I'm going to go on vacation this year. Maybe I need to get the real ID so I can go, so I can start practicing going on vacation. Take 2 weeks off. All right, look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Let's go. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting. Time for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it poppin'.
Cause I'll be leaning on the bar that's cleaner than the sun. These bars won't give me
more. Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos pop culture report brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. DJ Brother Z, you know what I'm starting to see? I'm starting to see a lot of sexual assault accusations against entertainers all of a sudden. I think I seen Smokey Robinson caught up in some stuff. Smokey Robinson.
I don't even know who that is.
Smokey. Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson was accused of sexual battery in a lawsuit by four former housekeepers. I just seen that. Then somebody had sent me that a basketball I can't remember his name, but he a basketball player, but his accuser, the situation happened like 15 years ago or so. You know, every day I look up, is somebody getting caught up with these sexual assault charges? And I'm, hey, Smokey, they got Smokey Robinson. They got Smokey Robinson in a lawsuit too. So, hey, if they can get Bill Cosby, America's dad, I guess I ain't surprised. I guess I'm not surprised, but I'm starting to think that, okay, did something happen, or is there a certain law firm out here that is trying to, you know, target? I don't know. All I'm seeing is that the lawsuit. Let me find this the basketball player that they said that was from like 15 or so years ago. Let me see. Byron Scott. They're saying that Byron Scott now is being accused of sexually assaulting a schoolgirl. Not 15 years ago, 38 years ago. 38 years ago.
Isn't there a statute of limitations?
I think it's something that now they opened it up. I don't know, because they saying that the Lakers legend, Byron Scott, has been accused of something that happened, assault that happened, a high school girl. 38 years ago. After his career, he ain't even playing basketball no more. They saying that Haley Dalen filed a 20-page lawsuit accusing the three-time NBA champ of sexual battery, sexual assault, false imprisonment, an intentional infliction of emotional distress. 38 years ago.
Damn.
I mean, what is there evidence? I mean, do she have pictures or some type of text messages or You know what I'm saying, DJ Brother Z? Like, how do you bring a lawsuit from 38 years ago?
That's why I said, isn't there a statute of limitations?
I thought it was. I thought it was a statute of limitations. Let's look it up. Let's use the Twitter fingers and see what the statute of limitations is for sexual assault. If y'all know Truth Nation, hit me up on the Talk to Text. What is the statute of limitations? I guess this would be in L.A. I mean, I know New York opened up a window where people who have been sexually assaulted could actually come forward for a certain amount of time. And that's where a lot of the lawsuits started coming out, New York. But Byron Scott? Hey. Craig XL in the chat says, this is crazy. Something that happened a decade ago, it can be brought up on charges. And Byron Scott is the most squeaky clean retired player. You got to go back 38 years. What did Byron Scott do? Somebody was looking. Somebody was trying to get old Byron Scott. What is Byron Scott doing right now? Is he a coach? What is he doing that they trying to get him? Because they had to dig back far to get this. Not really a city girl. So I think these lawyers and other entities are going after these older men, entertainers, trying to lay claim against their estate. All I'm saying is I'm raising an eyebrow right now. Because if you got to go back 38 years to find a situation to bring into the courtroom, I'm wondering, did Byron Scott, is he trying to make some move? What is he doing right now that they got to take him this way? Shannon Sharp, he got a hit podcast, you know, He taking over the podcast world. He was getting too big. Okay, Skip got a lawsuit. Now Shannon got a lawsuit. Okay. Whatever happened to Abercrombie and Fitch? That guy who had the sexual assault case. You don't hear nothing about Abercrombie and Fitch or Skip. All I'm saying is, once Harvey Weinstein went down, it was a cool when it was Surviving R. Kelly. But now it's like every other day somebody getting caught up with the sexual assault. Smokey Robinson, what is he doing? Byron Scott? He's supposed to be the clean cut folks. You know what I mean? Byron Scott and I ain't going to say that on air. But what I will say is I think that it's some kind of law firm or some type of attorney, some kind of thing going on where these guys, they trying to, you know, something going on. But the Diddy trial, I want to get to the Diddy trial. It's starting. Now, ain't nobody questioning. It's a couple people that ain't going to question. Like, they may know that they trying to get him for whatever reason. But Diddy was partying too much. A lot of people, Diddy was out there, you know, throwing them parties. And it was a lot of whispers for a long, long time about what was going on at these parties. But now the trial for the start, now we may hear some real details about what happened at these parties. Because Diddy is on trial. They got the jury selection going on. DJ Brothers, do you think Diddy can get a fair trial?
Nah, he's Diddy.
You think Diddy can get a fair trial? Truth Nation, somebody call in and tell me if y'all think Diddy gonna get a fair trial. I'll take one or two callers. I want to know if y'all think that Diddy gonna get a fair trial. It's obvious that he asked for a speedy trial. But he's worldwide. Diddy is famous. It ain't nowhere they can move the trial. Everywhere, they know Diddy everywhere. But Diddy taking it to trial. He didn't take no plea deal. They're saying that they asking some of the jurors questions of have they been sexually assaulted? This is what they're asking some of the jury. Have they ever had a family member that was sexually assaulted, a friend themselves, a victim of sexual harassment or domestic violence, or whether they or a loved one have been charged or accused of such crimes? That's tough. That's tough. I don't know. See, Diddy got every right to defend himself. Diddy got every right to defend himself. Everybody always have a right to defend himself in a court of law and have the ability to confront their accusers. That's how the system is set up. But these attorneys, some of these attorneys, they are filing these cases against high-profile black athletes, high-profile black entertainers, and many times when you talk about these lawsuits, if they raped, if they sexually assaulted, you know, I do that on a local level. When people come to me and say they've been essayed or domestically abused, I go and try to get these people. I'll look through the evidence. I'll look through what's going on, and I take action. So I'm not for somebody that's doing this type of behavior. But when I see a wave of certain attorneys that like the one that tried to get Jay-Z and tried to coerce the girl into saying this and that Jay-Z was a part of something that he wasn't. And this is the same attorney that's kind of working his way around to different celebrities. I got to raise an eyebrow on this. What's your opinion about this, DJ Brother Z?
I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire.
I agree, but this Busby attorney, when he tried to get the girl to say that Jay-Z assaulted her, and that wasn't true, to me, and they showed that he was trying to coach it into the space that it needed to be to do the lawsuit. That's all I'm saying. Like, they're trying to get to the bag in some cases. Now, some cases may be legit. Like this Diddy one, I don't think nobody other than his family and the people that he benefited, I don't think nobody think that he didn't do it. Did he do it, though? All I'm saying is when I'm looking at this case, a lot of the cases that they bring in, a lot of the people that they had, they're starting to debunk some of their claims. So it started out with a whole bunch of people and they debunk a lot of the claims. So it's a lot of false claims in a lot of this. But I'm sure there are some real claims, and this is why he's going to trial, to challenge those claims, at least the ones that can make it through a lot of the process to get to the court hearings. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. She knows she really sleep inside a corner, but I feel like I'm fresh about the corner. I can't change, I'm stuck in my ways. Pop a half, I'm up for a day. Oh, you getting money now. Okay, tell them no play with you. Okay, I'm proud of you. You supposed to be proud of me too. I do everything that I can do. Make it happen, don't make an excuse. I'll show and prove I'm the one and not the two. Yeah, a lot of money on you.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. DJ Brother Z, have you ever got a long text message?
Yeah, at least once a day.
Like a paragraph?
Yeah, once a day.
And they're saying that they have narrowed down the most emotional response to a text message. It's full of emotion. Texting K, the letter K, is the most emotionally triggering message you can send. This is what a study saying. The study has shown that the most emotionally triggered text that you can send to someone is K. Have you ever sent just K?
Yeah, too many times to count.
Yeah, I mean, they said that it's emotional. It has an emotional trigger. Like you don't care? K. Somebody wrote you a whole 5 paragraphs expressing themselves, saying how they feel, and you just shortchange it by saying K. It sends off a horrible vibe. They say in 2023 study published by Journal of Mobile Communications found that the single letter K is the most negatively received response in digital conversations. According to the study, the single letter response conveys emotional distance, passive aggressiveness, or disinterest. Yeah, I mean, if I'm texting you a lot and I'm trying to get something out of you and you just text back, K, so it may make somebody that's trying to express themselves feel some type of way. I don't know. But that's what they doing. That's what they saying. So when you type the letter K, understand that you might be triggering somebody and making them feel like they, you know, that you're distancing yourself emotionally from what they said. Do you even read all of that, DJ Brother Z, when they send you like a couple paragraphs?
No, I put on YouTube a response.
What?
Look it.
Hold on. All right, here we go. Oh, wow. I ain't reading all that. I'm happy for you, though. Or sorry that happened. That's cold, DJ Brother Z.
It's better than K.
It is better than K. Lafia V says, weed heads be like that. Weed heads be like that. And you know how y'all women be. Y'all sometimes y'all, or sometimes even guys, I'm not going to just narrow it down to the women. Y'all know it's both sides working on this. But sometimes when you put a K and you're trying to express yourself, somebody says K, that definitely tells me distance. That definitely tells me a distance in the conversation. I don't never get a K. People always text me because they need help. Can you imagine? If everybody that reached out to me and I read all the issues and they wrote me these long paragraphs and I said, K, they'd be pissed. They'd be ticked off. You know what I say when people write me a long paragraph? What's your number? Just tell me your number. I'm going to give you a call. We going to figure it out. Because I can't read all of this. And some people will text in all caps. Like,
why are you yelling?
And technically they yelling, right? But I get long 5 paragraph all caps. And then it don't have no periods. They don't break it up. So you don't know. I got used to reading it. I don't think that's a good thing, but I got used to reading just any type of text now. I can almost interpret any type of text at this point. But what I'm saying is, if I just reply back K, I know that would make people feel bad.
They probably think you wouldn't want to help.
They would probably think that I'm not going to help them, right? So, like I said, when I call people back, and this is how you know they on a frequency. I say, hello. They say, hey, who is this? I say, it's Tory Lowe. And then the next thing I say, okay, what's going on over there? That's it. And we get right into it. Hello? Who is this? It's Tory. What's going on over there? Next thing you know, boom, we right on it. But if I had been insensitive, if I was insensitive like y'all local order people, I just wouldn't answer the phone. Greg says, Tory, you text and say hello, and they hit you back with a two-page response, like, instantly. I'm like, those people's thumbs on flash time, for real. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. I'll say this. Text messages can be misread, too. Because sometimes you can write something, and then somebody on the other end can interpret it a different way. Like, there's no fluctuation. There's no... It's a good K, too. Hey, you want to go to the store? K. That ain't bad. Carlos said, T-Lo, a man should never respond with K. I heard that argument, too. They saying that the K might be a little zesty.
Bruh.
Responding with K, Mike.
Sounds like they just reading it zesty.
Yeah, they reading it zesty, right. Carlos said a man should never respond with K. He should just spell it out. Okay.
What about K-A-Y?
What about K-A-Y? I don't know.
That's K.
I never used the K-A-Y. I only use okay, or I'll just say something else. I don't think I ever use the K. I always spelt it out. But, hey, I'm just throwing it out there for y'all that's feeling like y'all been emotionally.
Yeah.
Somebody said K. Somebody feeling like they've been emotionally detached from somebody that the person that they texted may not be tuned in with them using the word K. I'm just throwing it out there if y'all didn't know. Craig goes on to say K, sis, zesty, fancy. Hey, look, when we come back, I got a question for Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Okay!